Yes, my name is Christina Bogardus.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to Women's Focus. Thanks for being with us. First thing to start with that I've been asking the women who are running for this office is, why do you want to do this at this point in your career? I mean, it's a heavy job, and it's kind of boring.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the boring part, but yes, it's a challenging job for certain. So I started my law career as an appellate clerk at the Court of Appeals, and I worked for then-Judge Pamela Minsner, who became Justice Minsner on the Supreme Court. And I have practiced now for 27 years. I love my practice, and I would gladly continue, but this opportunity arose, and I thought it'd be fitting to take my experience and my skills and my broad background in all sorts of kinds of issues to the Court of Appeals and apply those skills there. It is a really challenging job. It's a very busy court, but I'm looking forward to a challenge like that.
When you worked for Justice Minsner, did you have a chance to look at all different kinds of cases?
As her law clerk, I did all sorts of cases, depending on what Judge Minsner asked me to do. And I remember, you know, that was a long time ago, but I remember I did a whole variety of issues. And that's the part of the work that I really liked. Each case is unique. You start on a case and unpack it, and it's a whole new set of problems that are challenging. You can learn about areas of law that you might not be familiar with. There may be cases where you say, oh, I've handled exactly this, and I know how this case should unfold. So that's part of the attraction to me to being a judge on the court, is seeing all those different kinds of cases and unpacking them and seeing what is at stake, what the disputes are, and how the Court of Appeals can help resolve the appeal.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the disputes, because I think it's kind of interesting that whenever you have an appeal, it's because someone is dissatisfied with what happened.
That's true. But as a lawyer, that's always been my job, is dealing with people who have a problem. They come into your office, and you have to advise them and use the legal system to assist them in solving the problem or coming to some resolution. Oftentimes, the parties, there can be people who are dissatisfied. Procedurally, there could be issues that one party thinks were improperly decided. Parties can be dissatisfied with the outcome. And in New Mexico, we have one appeal of right, meaning either party can file an appeal. So yes, you're dealing with people who have an ongoing dispute, but that's a job as a lawyer, is to deal with that, look at the issues, apply New Mexico law and precedent to resolve the appeal.
Okay.
Well, as an appellate judge, you know, you do not have the same view as the people who start the litigation, their attorneys. They've been involved in the cases from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And so we have a different perspective on the court, assuming that I'll be on the court. And I think that's helpful because it's one step removed. And you can look at the issues in a slightly different way and have a different set of eyes. So I think that's really helpful.
Okay.
You know, when you have a client and you bring a lawsuit, as attorneys, we get invested in the approach that we've advised, you know, the evidence that we help develop. And it's very hard to step back from that once you're in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
So I'll have a different role as an appellate judge than I did as a litigator.
Can you talk a little bit about what it was like clerking for Justice Minsner, who I think had such a strong sense of where she was in history and especially where women lawyers were in history or women judges?
My main recollection of working with Pamela Minsner was her absolute gift of discussing legal issues in a case and making me, as her clerk, right out of law school, feel as though I understood the law. Mm. I had a tremendous grasp of the issues and the policy arguments. She made me feel so much smarter than I was. And it's a true gift, because with her confidence in me, I was so confident in discussing things with her, challenging her. We had just a terrific back and forth. So I don't even recall any discussion of my place as a woman lawyer. Mm-hmm. I remember just this tremendous relationship of two lawyers who loved the law, discussing issues and trying to get to the right result of the case. It was wonderful. It was just a wonderful experience.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk about what sort of practice that you've had and what experience you'll be bringing if you're elected.
I have always done a civil practice. I've always represented people, primarily focused on catastrophic injury cases. I was a medical technologist before I went to law school. Oh. So I have a science background. Hmm. And I liked being able to use that a little bit in my cases. But also, within every case, you have a multitude of issues. My clients may have had domestic relations problems. They may have had trust problems, trust issues arising from the lawsuit, guardian issues with their children, contract issues. I've had a number of cases where clients had little criminal issues that I was able to resolve for them. So a civil practice is incredibly interesting. Hmm. I've also worked, during my career, I've worked with judges as a special master, meaning the judge appointed me to take over the pretrial discovery portion of a case and listen to the different parties' disputes over discovery issues and make recommendations to the court on how to rule on those. So in that work, I've been exposed to business contract litigation, foreclosure issues. So there's been I've had a broad background and a broad number of issues in my 27 years of practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds like you've sort of gone over into criminal a little bit.
Just a little bit, as my clients have had problems. My criminal practice really is limited. I did when I was in law school, I did the DA clinic and spent one semester under the supervision of a prosecutor prosecuting cases in Metro Court, mm-hmm. Which was a lot of fun and really interesting work. But once I finished my clerkship, I just started in a civil practice, and I've continued that since then.
It sounds as though this is kind of a logical next step for you. If you're looking back at, you know, what you can sort of offer to New Mexico.
I think it is. I put a lot of thought into this before I decided to run. I had applied through our bipartisan judicial nominating commission for openings on the court. And I'm not sure if you understand that process. Do you want me to explain it?
No,
okay. And each time I've applied, the commission has deemed me qualified and sent my name to the governor. So I've thought about this before. But after, when this opening arose, I had colleagues ask me to consider running for the office. Mm. And at first I just thought, no, I can't do it. And then I decided it would be an experience, no matter how it turned out, that I'd probably really enjoy having gone through. And I think I have a lot to offer the court with my experience. I have always focused on legal writing in my practice, and that is a mm-hmm. skill that I have. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a hard worker. I started law school as a single mom with three little kids, and that forced me to be organized and focused. And I've continued that through my practice, and I think it's a real asset.
Yes, you do have to. Well, either you focus or you lose all focus. So how are you finding the campaign? What's it been like?
That is such a great question. When I began this, I was a little bit, I was more neutral on the political aspect of these judicial races. I have changed my thinking on that completely. I have traveled around the state to small towns, to Lordsburg, to Alamogordo, to Raton, to Cuba. I could go on and on. And I think it is so important that you have a chance to get outside, for me, my normal practice, and go out to talk and talk to people and just listen to them, visit with them. And it's really impressed upon me the responsibility of this job, the absolute responsibility, because I will be representing everybody in New Mexico. And I think it's really important that you, as a candidate, go outside your own bubble and meet the people that you'll be working for. And it's really been wonderful. I highly recommend it. Even though the driving is a little bit overwhelming, but it's just been a great experience.
So you mean you've really enjoyed talking to the people?
I have, but it also has been a reminder that this is a huge state, and there are people looking to me to do the best job I can on the court, and it's really been a reminder of the responsibility of the job.
Okay. One of the things that I'm trying to get across to people with these interviews is what the Court of Appeals is, and that it's not just like a step to the Supreme Court. It's not like a stairway.
Right.
So do you want to talk about that a little?
Well, certainly. The Court of Appeals is our, first level of review. So in some ways, it is a step to the Supreme Court for some cases, but just a small number. Because most cases, the Court of Appeals resolves that, that's the last word on the issues. Mm-hmm. So even though it's a court of review, there can be precedent-setting cases that stop in that court. So it's really important. It's also an incredibly busy court. It has 10 judges. Each opinion is decided by a panel of three. Mm-hmm. I think the last time I looked, approximately 900 to 950 cases are filed in the court each year. So, and that doesn't stop. So it's just a constant flow of cases to the court. So it's a very busy court with a lot of responsibility.
Okay. Have you found that people are willing to accept a woman who's running to be judge?
I have, although, to be honest, I'm not sure anybody would say to my face, I'm not willing to accept a woman. Yeah, yeah. I think people just really are interested in what a particular person can bring to the court. Oh. So in my visits with voters, people just want me to tell them what my background is, what my experience is, what kinds of cases I've done, what I'm interested in, those kinds of things. And, it just seems like people are just really interested in the nature of my experience and what I will bring to the court.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. That's heartening. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.